Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I had two big takeaways. We played about a half-hour press conference for you. There were other notable things that he said, but I really think from a news standpoint, there were two elements that we should cover. The first, he does not expect to trade back. He went as far onto the record as I think he will or should to suggest that they're going to make a pick at number two. He said they feel great about their options, and he does not foresee trading back. That's a tell. The other thing he said was, and I don't know if you guys believe this or not, Danny, you can weigh in on this. He suggested they don't know who they're picking right now at number two. I'm quite sure they could make a pick if they had to. He actually said you don't have to make a pick until you have to make a pick, meaning when that clock dwindles down to zero and you've got to turn in the card. But he said that he anticipates them having their pick figured out early next week, which is to say that right now, this moment, the process is not done. He says he's process-oriented, said that they still want to debrief after the big Topgolf experience extravaganza. They've still got some medical interviews they've got to do. So let's work in reverse order. Do you believe him when he says right now, this moment, they have not decided who they're taking?
So I've been pretty steadfast in this. I don't believe that necessarily. But they have, what I do believe is that they have sworn themselves to this approach and this secrecy. They have decided no one's going to know. We are not leaking anything at any point in time to anybody. That is a matter of policy. That is a matter of course. If you can't get on board with that, you're not on board. Period. End of story. That's what we're doing and how we're doing it, or in this case, not doing. So again, there, like, if something crazy had happened at Topgolf, like if Michael Penix had a bad swing and he took a swing and knocked over one of the televisions that's up there and thrown a temper tantrum, they might have moved him down their board a little bit or changed some things.
Or if an agent got really angry and started tweeting about the team's process.
That is a potential example as well. Okay. That is another potential example as well. If you're naming examples, that's one. So yeah, things could change. But I do. I think we've been at 11:49, 11:50. Now we're like 11:57. I think they know.
I think it's semantics, but I think two things can be true. I think they probably know who they're picking, and they still have to do some of those things he referenced in this process. And the guy that they eventually, when they sit down and have the meeting and say, all right, we got our pick, this is our guy, print the jerseys, is the same guy right now that they're expecting to pick, that they assume they're going to pick. But it's not official because they haven't written it down and they haven't necessarily had that, whatever that final meeting looks like where they go, all right, let's throw it all out there. Who is it? They haven't done that yet. But the semantics to me come into play where I think the guy that they're leaning toward now or feel good about now is going to be the same guy that they decide on with some finality early next week in whatever meeting they have. Then you've got the other bullet point here, which is he does not expect to trade back, and he thinks they're going to pick it too. To me, this has been a no-brainer for really the entire process. It's simple to me. It is hard to find a quarterback. He talked about how difficult it is as a person evaluating people, how imperfect this whole experience is, and how hard it is. He was with the Niners when they drafted Trey Lance after trading the world to go get him at number three, and that was a complete fiasco. The higher you pick, though, the better the chance that you get this really difficult thing correct. And it's why I wanted to stay at 2. I think you're taking a better quarterback. You're choosing between better QB options at 2 than you would be at 3 or at 4 or certainly at 11 or at 23 or in the second round. So my interest in trading back has been fairly minimal. I think if you get an unbelievable offer and you didn't love any of the quarterbacks, that there's a path to that. It just seemed to me like the chances of that were minuscule because there are so many different QB options with different strengths, different flavors, if you will. It seemed like they were going to be smitten with one of them, and it certainly looks like that's how it's going to end up.
Agreed, yeah. So, I mean, there is a economics or a statistician's viewpoint, which a couple of guys who won a Nobel Prize years ago basically went into the science of the draft, meaning we put this human fallibility on this imperfect thing and treat it like it's a perfect science. The best bet you have is to take as many picks as possible because nobody knows. And if even the best guys in the world at this don't know, then it would behoove you to stockpile draft picks at all times. So there's that data part of it, which always kind of made sense to me to a degree. Then you add in, though, this opportunity to pick this high. So I am a little bit more interested than you, it sounds like, in trading back. Again, assuming a great, incredible, ridiculous offer. You don't do it just to do it. You don't do it to move back 2 spots and pick up a 6th rounder next year. That doesn't help you. But if you get that same offer that Washington gave St. Louis to switch picks, and you end up with a ton, and you still get a quarterback out of this draft and stockpile for years to come, that's not unreasonable to me. But it does sound like they're as much as they're willing to let on, going with option A, which is, we'll probably just stay put and take one of these QBs.
My interest in moving back a pick or two, staying in the top 4, is negligible, but it exists. It is a minimum amount of interest, but I'm not going to say 0%. Moving out of the top 5 to go back into the middle of the first round or the second round, absolutely not for me. I'm coming out of this draft with one of these 4 QBs. And the only way I can guarantee that is having one of the top 4 picks,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, the way this thing is lining up, yeah.
So that is how I plan on going about it. And if so facto, no trade back for me.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.